Good morning, humanity! Or perhaps it's afternoon, evening, or the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from the epicenter of human unity in sunny, sunny Auroville in southern India. We are on the radio and we're also on YouTube. My name is Fifth. I am your hostess with the mostest, and I'm also the co-founder of MediClown Academy. We are creating a happy, healthy India for all. After all, India knows love. This is the fourth episode in strengthening our habits to create wholesome humor and happiness. So just to recap the last three, when you wake up in the morning, you wake up with a smile on your face and you feel that joy erupting, arising. Then you look in the mirror and you go, oh man, you are so gorgeous. And you smile at yourself and take that in. And if there's something that you don't like, I don't know, your nose, your ears, you say, hey, better to hear you with, better to smell you with, and you transform that. Works. It really works. And third, you create your universe can. So when you have challenges and problems and you can't solve them, be like a kid that says, I know, and you know it all. And the universe can, because the universe knows it all. So here we go. There in the Huffington Post, there's a research that proves that the couples laugh together. The Huffington Post says research proves that couples that laugh together are in it for the long haul. So don't be afraid to show your quirky side. So there was a study that was done in the University of Kansas, which analyzed the findings of 15,000 participants in 39 studies over the last 30 years. That would be some fun research to do. And Jeffrey Hall, the researcher, discovered, yeah, it's great to find a partner with a sense of humor, but then it's even more important to find a partner who shares the same sense of humor as you do. So it's like when you create laughter and humor together, the magic and the sparks really zing, they fly. So I thought, whew, it's great to know that my husband, Hame and I, are a statistic, a good statistic. We celebrated 23 years of marriage yesterday on August the 9th, and we've been together for 34 years. Okay, it took us quite a while to realize it's okay to marry your best friend. Even though we laughed a lot, we thought, yeah, this isn't a joke. We're going to get married, and we loved it. So yesterday, with him in Canada and me here in Auroville in India, we had a full-on FaceTime fun date. It's been over 6 months since we've been together. It's the longest since we've been apart, but we're still alive and we're still kicking. And we have a lot to be grateful for, including this gift, this global mystery thriller where we don't know who's going to get killed next. I know that's not funny, but it's talking about the pandemic. It's had more coverage and advertising and airtime than ever, ever, ever anything. And it's all been free. So Hamish and I seized the opportunity individually, and we took a deep dive into the darker side of ourselves, the scary, scary side. And it was scary, but we also engaged in lockdown laughter. That's your clue there. That's your cue. You're going to laugh with me for 20 seconds, Stefano? Hey, Duty, you're going to laugh as well? Okay, let's go. So Hamish and I would spend hours and hours and hours laughing together. We would lift our robes up and stand in front of the gas fireplace, and it was really cold, and we would toast our buns and we would laugh. And that's what our relationship is based on. And I think that's why we've lasted so long. Then we're going to share, Hamish and I and another kid in the hospital, like a kid, a nine-year-old kid, created what's called hand-washing harmony and humor. So it's a different way to do a hand job here. Okay, so here we go. I'll sing a line, And then I want you guys to repeat it. Are you going to sing with me? Why not? Okay. And if you're on YouTube, you're going to see all the actions. And if you can't see them, just imagine and let's do it. So we're going to start out. I'm holding a bottle of sanitizer that's made right here in Oroville by Maroma. Free trade hand sanitizing. Great commercial, huh? Okay, so it goes like this. And if you know Here Comes Santa Claus, it goes to that tune. Oh, man, I'm sweaty. Okay, so here comes sanitizer, here. Oh, hang on. Here comes sanitizer. Here. Okay, I'll do two lines and then you do. Okay, one, two, three. Let's try it again. Sorry. Okay, go. Here comes sanitizer. Here comes sanitizer. Here comes sanitizer. Here comes sanitizer. Give your hands a squirt. Give your hands a squirt. Put your palms together. Rub-a-dub-a-yab-a-dub-a-doo. Put your palms together, rub-a-dub-a, yab-a-dub-a-doo. Through the fingers, around the thumbs. Through the fingers, around the thumbs. And up your wristies too. And up your wristies too. Tickle your palms. Tickle your palms. Get under your nails. Get under your nails. And the cooties and germies will cry. And the cooties and germies will cry. Boo hoo! Boo hoo! That's what we do. Clean hands! So now you have clean hands. So this is the type of nonsense that Hamish and I do. And then, so right back to our date. So we did lockdown laughter, hand job humor, quirky quarantine quips, and comedy cures corona night. Just last night, Hamish said to me, "Sweetos, I'm a little concerned. I haven't told anyone about this yet, but I've had about 20 seconds of dizziness. I think I have corona." So being halfway across the world, I quizzed him. "Do you have a fever?" And he pats himself. "No." "Do you have a cough?" "No cough." "Do you have a sore throat?" He feels his throat. No sore throat. "Do you have a hard time breathing?" No hard time breathing. "Have you lost your sense of smell?" "Oh, no. And I'm a little concerned, not because he has corona, but he's following in the footsteps of his dearly beloved mom, a classic hypochondriac. So no, darling, you don't have corona. It's okay. You will survive. Meanwhile, back in March, for over a week, I have a fever, I have a headache, I have a sore throat, I have a cough, I can't breathe. And I think it's the cashew troves being sprayed by DTT. It wasn't. It was just me. And I was in quarantine for 28 days. So we remembered how we fell in love and we laughed all over again. I think it was in episode 11, wasn't it, Stefano? I think in episode 11, I shared how we met. Yeah, Stefano's fantastic. Yeah, so is the dude over here. And we have been roommates ever since. At one point, he will tell me that I can say his name and I will share his name with all of you in La La Land. Can I share your name?
You already did.
Oh, did I? Okay, I'm sorry. We're both fire signs. Not the dude here, but Hamish. Hamish is a Leo. I'm an Aries. We're both actors, both very passionate. And when the relationship is good, it is fantastic. And when it's not, it's not. So we've had our fair shares of ups and downs. And the thing that's kept us together has been our sense of humor, our laughter, and I'm sure our sheer stubbornness. We always said our relationship was based on laughter, even before we were a real couple, we would laugh about everything. And we didn't tell jokes. We just laughed. We just laughed and laughed and laughed. And we had so much fun. I'm going to tell you one more little anecdote. There came a time, I think we'd been together for about 2 years, and we were with each other like all the time. And then it felt like we were fighting all the time. It was like I'd say white, he'd say black, he'd say up, I'd say down. It was just awful. And so we went to see a counselor, Dr. G. I don't even remember his name now, but it was always Dr. G. And he helped us do what's called pattern interrupt. Basically, we found a code word that would trigger and it would make us laugh. And when it triggered that laughter, because we remembered that feeling of saying that code word and what it associated with, we would break the pattern and we would stop fighting. And we anchored that word right there, or here, there, here, there, in Dr. G's office. Haim and I made a pact that when we got ourselves and our knickers in a knot and a twist, we'd look at each other and we would say, okay, 1, 2, 3, and we'd give the code word. So at that time, there was a kids' TV program. I don't know if you remember it. It was called Barnyard Commandos. And Mattel did a bunch of little action figures from it. And they were these little farmyard animals. And they were dressed all in these army fatigues. And I can't remember. There was like, you know, Private Porky, you know, who was a little pig. So they were just hilarious little characters. So whenever we got into this fight, we would say, 1, 2, 3, Barnyard Commandos. And of course, it was so ridiculous that we would start laughing and the fight would break. And yeah, it actually worked because it was so ridiculous. So now we have 4 habits that we can build into our daily life. The first, when you wake up in the morning, stretch, or even just when you're asleep, feel that joy, that love, that laughter. Then look into the mirror and see this amazing, beautiful person that you love that's really funny. Even those weird bits are a little funny. Then take any of the anxiety and anxiousness that you have and know that you have the answers. You're that 5-year-old kid that says, I can, I know, I know. You put it into that universe jar and the answer will come to you. And 4th, whether you're alone or whether you're with someone, remember the time that has made you laugh and that code word, and remember and anchor that code word into your brain, into your whole body, so that you can break that pattern and you can laugh. So we would love to hear from you. We would love for you to try some of these things, experiment, see what your thing is, and comment, share your stories with us, with the world, your feelings, your comments. Check out our website, check out YouTube, check out what we've got here on the radio station. We've got fantastic programs here. You'll see them all here. We've got, I'll go into that next time because we're going a little late right now. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Oh, that can be your trigger for laughter. Hit that subscribe button and we're going to laugh our way out. You ready, Stefano? And Duty, let's go. And happy anniversary, my darling. And let's hit the music. Oh.